The letter to the Hebrews is really a Christological letter in the New Testament. In other words, it's a letter that tries to describe and explain what we believe about Jesus Christ and what it means for him to be fully human and fully divine and what it means for him to be the Christ, the anointed of God. As we know from reading the gospel, people had all kinds of different expectations as to what it would mean when the Messiah came. Many saw a military leader, for example, that would restore political power to the people of Israel who had been under Roman rule for so long. But we miss something important if we gloss over this section that we heard today. Namely this, Moses had an intimate relationship with God. He spoke to God as much as is possible face to face. He went up the mountain. He received the commandments. He talked to God in a manner of speaking. He calmed God down when God got really angry and wanted to destroy the people. The relationship between God and Moses was intimate. But Moses was still terrified. Moses still trembled. Moses saw the power of God. But in the coming of Jesus, there's something quite different. Not that Jesus is any different than the God that Moses encountered. God is God. But Jesus came to extend mercy in a way that we had not seen from God perhaps before. Because he was mercy personified. He was God in human form. And so we have no reason to fear approaching Jesus. We have no reason to be terrified and trembling unless our lives are so far removed from the will of God that we aren't following his way. And even then, if we come with some sincerity, we have no reason to be terrified and trembling because of God's powerful mercy. Let us make this our prayer in our own lives, that we might always be welcome and comforting and eager to be in the presence of Jesus.